The reading is on page 1045, if you're following it in the Bible. It's the parable of the rich fool. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." And Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. And he thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." And then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool. This very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich toward God." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Yvonne. This morning, Lord, we just thank you for the words you put on Andy's heart. Open our ears to hear what he has to say, and may you speak through him this morning. Amen.
That was quicker than I thought that I'd be up here. Oh well. Well done for coming. Thank you. More, yet empty. Oh, what do I mean by that? In these verses that we're considering today, Jesus has an important message that he wants all people to be aware of. Jesus is teaching his disciples, and then a large crowd gathered to listen. And then suddenly, out of the blue, comes a request by someone in the crowd in verse 13. Some disagreements within families are about money. Financial squabbles, particularly over inheritance money, can cause simmering resentment or worse. And this man calling out to Jesus is feeling hard done by. And he's asking Jesus to side with him, believing that his brother will listen to what Jesus has to say to settle this financial dispute. But the need to listen to what Jesus has to say is the key. But is this man in verse 13 prepared to listen to what Jesus has to say? Because this man has not yet reached the extremes of the rich fool in the parable that Jesus will tell his listeners to take notice of. This man in verse 13 believes he's on a righteous crusade, and that he's entitled to a fair inheritance share. But a righteous crusade can often hide our true motives. So Jesus takes his listeners back then and us today into a deeper look at the motives that lie under, yet very close to the surface of many humans. It's a common motive or human disease called possessionitis. It's all about, well, a little bit more, just in case. Or if I could just win the lottery, I'd be laughing. Or if I can just get that contract or that pay rise, then I'd be set for life. But the desire to have more, a and more things exists a great deal in our consumer society where this attitude is everywhere around us. And it's easy to slip into wanting more things, which comes with thinking, well, I need this. I've earned it. Why should I go without? Now, returning to Jesus, he does not help this man deal with this desire for more dispute. Jesus then takes him and the multitude of listeners into the heart of the problem. And Jesus is really saying, look into the attitude in your heart. Look into the attitude in your heart towards our time on earth and our possessions. And more importantly, look into our attitude in our hearts towards God. Jesus did not come to be the judge and divider of earthly inheritances. He came to be the judge and divider of our hearts. I wonder if our attitude to possessions and having more is a bit like our kitchen cupboards. I go shopping each week. I make a list. I'm a person who always has to have lists. I make a list and I buy what I think we need. And I tend to buy similar items. I bring them home. And where do they go? Boom, boom. Into the top cupboard. Yep, into the top cupboard. Ah, into the bottom cupboard. Let's put some in. Done. The next week, repetition. Ah, yes. Some, oh, yep. Get in the top cupboard. Some in the bottom cupboard. But if I cleared out the cupboards, would I find packages right at the back with the best before date of September 2020? Have I bought wisely? Have I bought more without noticing what I already have or what I don't really need? Now, in verse 15, Jesus warns the crowd and the inheritance demander and his disciples to watch out, be on guard against all kinds of greed. And then he says, a person's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. I mean, this is a strong statement from Jesus because he knows human nature very well. And so he warns us that we must be fully aware that the possessions of this life belong to this life. So when the pyramid tomb of Tutankhamun or Tutankhamin was opened, all the possessions put in there for the next life, you know what? They were still there. They hadn't gone anywhere. And as we return to Luke chapter 12, verse 16, Jesus takes us into his parable of a rich yet foolish man. This rich foolish man is full of the me, myself, and I syndrome. But it's striking that Jesus says in verse 16 that the ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop. The land produced, not the man. And straight away, Jesus puts this into its correct context, that it is God who provides through soil. Seed possibly sown by the man, the sun and the rain, all working together and is given by God to produce what we need to stay alive. But in the next three verses, according to my math, which is a bit dodgy, are 11 references to the man saying, I, my, I'll do, and myself. He's consumed by greed, and he believes that by having more and more, that his life is secure and his future is secure. But the sting of truth about life is on its way. And this man is empty on the inside. There's no mention of a wife or children or brothers and sisters, no mention of friends, and he has an immunity to community. And not once does he consider giving and sharing with those in need. And not once does he give thanks to God for blessing his land. He talks to no one but himself, because he's been taken over by possessionitis, by more and more. It's mine, or mine. Bigger is better. Now my life is secure. And then in verse 19, he foolishly believes that he's going to have years of life ahead on this earth to enjoy what he has. And he plans to eat or drink and be merry. I mean, if he were to throw a party, he'd have to look in a mirror for someone to talk to and dance with. Now, this rich fool believes that by his wealth, he can secure his future. But the sting in this parable from Jesus exists for us all. For it is God who is in control of our time on earth. And am I on guard against all kinds of greed? Am I on guard against slipping and sliding into possessionitis? Jesus is very clear. He does not want people or his disciples today to focus only on our time on earth. He doesn't want us to leave this earth empty. And in verse 21, we discover that Jesus wants us to be rich towards God, which means we must focus on the richness of God's eternal provision, which is the possession way beyond my understanding. And it's a possession given to us through our faith and dependence and trust in the cross of Christ and his resurrection. To be rich towards God whilst on this earth means giving all that we are to God and finding our security and satisfaction in serving him in all that we do. The rich, foolish man did none of this. He had more and more possessions, but he left earth empty. Empty spiritually, empty of Jesus, and empty of God's eternal blessings. Life, as Jesus said, is not found in an abundance of things. Life, true life in all its fullness, is found in a person, Jesus Christ. Two thoughts to close. I wonder what kind of greed you and I could easily slip into, where we do not realize what is happening. And what does it really look like to be rich in our service towards God and towards others? A closing prayer. Our Heavenly Father, help each one of us to treasure our right relationship with you, to treasure our eternal destination more than earthly possessions, and to treasure being able to serve you by giving to others and serving others to show our faith in our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Andy. That was wonderful. Just think about